is Radio 1's most random listener. He's the one who dumped a girl for eating too many bread rolls. It's Stuart. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, how are you?
Now, I got your email this morning. I'm a little bit concerned about what's been going on with you. What's happening?
Yeah, you know...
You've been on another date?
Yeah, well, my friend Gary, he secured a date with this girl.
Secured? A date.
Well, I don't know what means he's come to, but he's asked me to be like a co-man on the date. So.
You and Gary do a lot together, don't you?
Oh, yeah, he's my friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, anyway.
Is he like your Patrick off of SpongeBob?
I've never seen it.
Right. Well, he is. Take it from me.
I like to think of him as more my Baldrick to my Blackadder.
Right.
No, he's... anyway, me and Gary, we're going on this double date thing. I was just helping him out. Gary decides to go to the cinema, see James Bond. I picked Gary up on the tandem, went off to...
I've got you on a tandem. I don't know anybody else with a tandem, do you?
No, I don't, actually, no.
Anyway, well, I could see Gary was taking the date seriously because he'd bought a new suit. It's like a dark brown suit with a white belt on. They're good, but,
that sounds revolting. That makes him sound like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Well, I said he looked like an Oreo cookie. So I started to upset him at this point. And then we got in there, further, bit of a tete-a-tete over what would happen if either of us copped off and we need to take the girls home on the bike. Who would take it and all that? And he was just assuming he'll get first choice. So I started to annoy him at this point.
I could tell
he was annoyed, because he didn't help me get the bike into the lobby at the cinema.
What do they think when you turn up at places with a tandem, generally?
Oh, it's a bit of a showstopper, I know, but...
it's a bit of an entrance, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I made a bit of a spectacle of myself because the cinema's got revolving doors.
Anyway, so to the date, what happened?
Oh, yeah, so we get to the cinema, meet the girls, and Gary's being a bit nervous, but he's doing all right. And,
who are these girls?
Oh, I don't know, friends of Gary's from the chocolatiering college.
Oh, okay, yeah, because he's a master chocolatier, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He'd made some homemade rebels and brought them with him, save from the confectionery stand.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
They're expensive, aren't they, nowadays?
Oh, very dear.
Yeah?
Anyway, I was being my usual sort of 18 gambit, sort of talking about UK garage scene, stuff like that. Mm. I've been quite interesting.
What?
She couldn't even get a word in edgeways.
You were talking about the UK garage scene?
Yeah.
Is that your icebreaker?
Well, yeah, I like to come in with that. How I don't think it's been quite the same since the splitting up of the Artful Dodger and Craig David.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shame that. And while we're talking in the lobby, I clocked this sort of shifty-looking character in the queue for the popcorn. And he's talking in a rather loud, brash American accent. He was talking about how American popcorn's much better, they got higher quality butter on theirs, and all that. And he started sort of showboating with his popcorn, throwing it up in the air, catching it in his mouth, and all that. Bit of a loose cannon.
Right.
So I was wary of him, so.
Yeah.
Okay, we all went into the cinema. And I could see Gary still annoyed because he wasn't sharing any of his homemade revels.
Mm.
So I'm not going to give him any of my Stilton, am I? If he's not sharing his revels.
Your what?
My Stilton.
So can I just get the scene here? You're sat in this cinema.
Yeah.
Gary's eating the revels on his own, not sharing them.
He's not sharing them around.
And you just got out
board.
A lump of Stilton.
Yeah, well, I like to get it out, let it breathe a bit before I start eating it. Anyway, this troublemaker from earlier, he goes, "Oh, what's this stint? What did you go in there?" I can't do an American accent.
Really?
And he's complaining that I'm interfering with the film. With the stink of my cheese. How can a film is primarily a audio-visual medium. There's no smell to a film. There's no conflict there, is there? How could, what's his complaint? So I got a ruckus with him.
Again.
Going on about, I've got to let it breathe, mate. Well, you expect me to eat it straight away? And this sort of argument broke out into the whole auditorium.
Right.
And and sort of I caused a sort of ceasing of the film. So
how was the date then in the cinema?
Well, after the argument, these girls had just left. So Gary's really irritated with me.
Why they left? What? Because of the argument?
You have to ask why they've left, yeah. Do you really?
Okay.
Well, the whole cinema broke out into a bit of a debate.
Okay, so that
okay, so I've upset Gary.
Right.
So what I needed your help really, because I was going to buy him a gift to sort of smooth things over.
Mm.
And I know he's a keen bowler, so I'm thinking I've seen a place you can get a bowling ball made out of a clear resin, and within it you can have anything set. So I want to know what I should put in the bowling ball.
Right then, so 81199, what should Stuart put in Gary's bowling ball, clear resin bowling ball? Has Edith done that on a show before, do you know?
I don't think she has.
I don't think she has, no.
No. No.
Something like it, but...
All right.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Stuart. Scott.